This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California funds enteric grants. Newsom pivots to fires. Ag groups look to kill WOTUS. And Farm Bill asks are said modest. Now, please note that Daybreak West will not be publishing on July 3rd and July 4th, that in honor of the Independence Day holiday. California approves $25 million for enteric. The budget deal inked this week allocates $25 million to CDFA to kickstart a new methane reductions program. The department will use the money to incentivize dairy farmers to incorporate feed additives for reducing enteric emissions once FDA approves the products. The budget provision incorporates a bill by Senator Josh Becker of Menlo Park. The measure had initially raised alarms for some of the dairy industry for tasking the Air Resources Board with developing compliance protocols for incentivizing feed additives, and contention still lingers. Senator Shannon Groves of Bakersfield, who represents the nation's top dairy county, opposed the budget provision. She said the industry is not interested in food additives and charged that Becker does not have a single dairy in his district. A separate bill out of the assembly would grant the CDFA secretary the final determination on whether a product is safe for livestock and consumers. It has progressed through the legislature without opposition. As California heats up, the state readies for fires. Lawmakers yesterday held a select committee hearing to review new updates to Governor Newsom's infrastructure package. But the governor left town to hold a press conference in Grass Valley and tout recent investments for combating wildfires. Fire officials warned Californians not to let their guards down this summer. In 2017, the state experienced similar wet conditions to those seen this past winter, and yet more than a million acres burned and dozens of lives were lost. Newsom also stressed his commitment to work with Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara to address the insurance crisis that continues to impact homes and ag operations. And on that note, Newsom said he's a big fan of incoming Speaker Robert Rivas and felt blessed to have him. "I have a bias for him," said Newsom. "He was there for me early when I first ran for governor when others didn't want to jump in the primary." The assembly is holding an inauguration ceremony for Rivas this morning. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Block WOTUS everywhere, groups tell judge in Texas. Some major farm groups are not satisfied with the Biden administration's promise to revise its Waters of the U.S. rule by September. Those groups are trying to force the administration to withdraw the rule and write a new one. Business groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and American Farm Bureau Federation, have told a district court judge in Texas that the Supreme Court recent Sackett decision, quote, directly invalidates major portions of the rule issued by the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers in January. Now, keep in mind, in March, U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Vincent Brown enjoined implementation of the Biden administration rule in Texas and Idaho, but he declined to issue a nationwide injunction. Nevertheless, the rule is now stayed in 27 states. Earlier this week, EPA and the Corps told a judge in North Dakota, who has already enjoined the rule in 24 states, that they plan to amend their Waters of the U.S. rule, but not a wholesale rewrite. ag policy veteran, Farm Bill asks are modest. The battle-scarred veteran of Farm Bill drafting says the requests ag groups are making this year are relatively reasonable given the overall size of the legislation. These are pretty modest programs with pretty modest requests. I just don't see that being insurmountable, said Chuck Connor, now the president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, in an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers. Connor was a top advisor to then-President George W. Bush during development of the 02 Farm Bill and deputy ag secretary when the 08 Farm Bill was crafted. Connor acknowledges that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky warned this week against expecting much new funding for the legislation. That's something we pretty much already knew, Connor said, but having that underscored by an important Farm Bill leader, I think should be instructive to us. This week's Newsmakers, it'll be available later today at AgriPulse.com. USDA economists assess market concentration. USDA's Economic Research Service is out with a new report that pulls together data on market concentration across the agriculture and food sectors. Here are some key findings. Two seed companies now account for 72% of planted corn acres and 66% of planted soybean acres in the United States. The largest meat packers account for 85% of cattle slaughter and 67% of hog slaughter. Five to six store chains account for most grocery sales in major metro areas. Advancements in biotechnology have had a major impact on the seed sector, according to the 57-page report. While seed prices overall rose by 270% between 1990 and 2020, the seed costs for crops grown primarily with genetically modified traits increased by 463%. The increases in seed prices reflected to a large degree the higher productivity of improved crop varieties and provided a return on investments in research and development by seed companies, the report says. Keep in mind, the report cautions that while high concentration can raise prices for consumers and lower prices for producers, high concentration often results, quote, from factors like innovations or the revitalization of scale economies that improve productivity and reduce costs and prices. Take note, USDA continues to fund expansions in meat and poultry processing. The department yesterday announced 15 new awards, totaling $150 million in 17 states. The largest of the grants, for $25 million, will pay for equipping the new Cattlemen's Heritage Beef Company southeast of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Finally, here's today's She Said It. There has been a continued shortfall in achieving these goals. That Senator Janet Nguyen, who chairs the Republican caucus in the state Senate, blasting California's gas tax and Democratic goals for enhancing affordability and road safety. The tax will increase again on Saturday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 30th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.